This is Commander Carmen Wright, serial number 3965Q, last surviving crew member of the former USS Lewis and Clark, now known as Event Horizon. Today is November 13, 2047, I think. This will be my last report before I make a final attempt to escape. If I don't, let this stand as a testimony of what happened out here, what happened to us. This ship, the Event Horizon, it has been touched by evil. No, that's not the right word. It has been possessed by depravity, the likes of which human beings cannot comprehend. Its very structure and materials have come alive with an entity so monstrous that I can only conclude that Event Horizon encountered the very source of evil and the universe. Unless I can escape, I don't expect to last much longer. For that matter, after what I've experienced on this hideous vessel, I'm not sure I want to, but it is as if the ship wants me to live a little longer. Like it's not done with me. Like it has one last torment waiting me. I'm all that's left. Lewis and Clark had a crew of 9. And I'm alone. The ways they died, the way the ship killed them, I dare not attempt to describe. I have uploaded the fragment from Event Horizon ship's log. That is all you have to see. It was all like that, and some of it even worse. You will see. You will know. And if you are wise, you will never, ever attempt this mission again. Do not send another ship to the edge of a black hole. It was foolish and arrogant of humanity to believe we could so much as begin to understand its power. Our paltry 5 senses evolved as they did to see life in an insignificant speck at the outer edge of a galaxy cannot even approach the real. We should not try. I can't imagine why the ship is keeping me alive. I can only surmise that Dr. Veer, I can barely utter that name, is somehow in control. I have not seen him for 3 days, but I know he's still alive. I can feel him, just as I can feel the ship inside me. There is one final chance for me. I suppose it is freakishly appropriate that the last member of the rescue crew is the one who knows Event Horizon nearly as well as Dr. Veer himself. In one critical way, I know her better. There is a hidden emergency escape pod. I would have used it already, but it only can be accessed from the gateway, which is where I believe Dr. Veer is. He and the ship have become 2 parts of the same horrible force. But I can no longer wait. So, this is Commander Carmen Wright, serial number 3965Q, last surviving crew member of the former USS Lewis and Clark, signing off. If I make it to the lifeboat, I will resume my recording. Over and out. Hold it together, Commander. Keep yourself together. You're alive. I'm alive. I think that Dr. Veer knows I'm here. God, the ship have must told him. I have to get out of here. I only have a few. What was that? I don't even know what the difference between my imagination and reality anymore. Is he out there? Damn it. Focus, Commander. Initiate launch sequence for escape pod. Checklist echo begins spooling. There is it again. That sound. Something about it. Like I can hear it inside myself. Oh God. No. No. Continuing launch sequence. Synchronizing the drivers. Confirming coordinates to... Shit! There is again. It's coming closer. God, hurry. Countdown sequence victory beginning. Ah! What is this? What is happening to me? I can't move. It is inside me. God, it hurts. What is it? It is spreading my legs. No, no. It is stretching me. Beyond. Ah. Make it stop. Make it stop. Code sequence alpha. Foxtrot. 3, 1, 1, 2. Fuck. Fuck. I can't take it anymore. It's destroying me from inside. I can almost reach the launch button. Almost there. I can't. Oh fuck. Fuck. It's stretching my cervix. It hurts. It hurts. No. 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 It's not going to make me come. It can't. I can't. No. No. It's feeling me. Oh, it's feeling me. It's feeling me. Oh, it's feeling me. Oh, I can feel something else inside me. It's trying to deceive me. It is throbbing. It is too much. Too much. No. No. No, not again. Not again. What is happening to my body? My breasts? They're getting bigger. Oh no, no. My skin is stretching. The pain is excruciating. God. I know what the ship is trying to do. It's trying to impregnate me. I can feel it in my uterus. Probing. It's growing. My tits. From milk. Stop. Stop. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. God, I can feel it. I can feel it grow inside me. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. Just please kill me. Please. It is milking my tits. No, please, no, please. No. Ah. It is finished. It is out of me. It is done with me. I don't recognize myself. I'm becoming part of the ship, just like Dr. Veer. Of course, that kept me alive just for this, to bear their monstrous offspring. It's growing inside of me. My breasts are engorged with milk and sensitive to the touch. The ship has seen me as well. My lips seem together and my vulva pierced. Exactly as it should be. My vagina is good only for one thing now. To deliver the spawn of the universe's evil. It will burst out of me. The threads will snap and it will be alive. I cannot die. The ship will not let me. At least until the sting comes out of me. Whatever it will be, it will have unimaginable power. I will have unimaginable power. There is no longer a Commander Carmen Wright, just as there is no longer a Dr. Veer, or for that matter, a ship called Event Horizon. We are all one now, part of the same force and destiny, just as the ship of spring inside me. I am inside it. Now, I go to confront my destiny.